to give us some insight on a lot of these players and really how tonight breaks down, where the value is in this draft for the Sixers and other teams of interest. Dan Dockich joins us now on the Comcast Business Hotline out of Indianapolis. Great top basketball mind. Dan, how are you doing today?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Much appreciated. I'm doing great.
Yeah, I tell you, Dan, it's a little different for us sitting here at 10. We've been used to being in the top three these last couple of drafts, so we're having to look at some of these players in a different way, and you're sort of at the mercy of the first nine teams ahead of you. But we're trying to get a handle on, you know, these players like Kevin Knox. Give me a thumbnail on the player from Kentucky who has that big NBA body. He's got all the measurables, a pretty solid shot, but some say he lacks a little bit in the motor category. What's your take on Kevin Knox if he were there at 10 for the Sixers?
I like me some Kevin Knox. If the Sixers get Kevin Knox, man, they're going to get a guy that a lot of teams 1 through 9 are going to say, or let me put it this way, a lot of GMs are going to have to answer, why don't you take Kevin Knox? I'll tell you why. I saw Kevin Knox get better. I saw Kevin Knox learn how to play off screens. I saw Kevin Knox learn how to play what I would call the modern NBA game. He knows how to read screens. He's comfortable coming off. He has a quick jump shot off screens. And I'll tell you this, he's not afraid to go down and play some mid-post basketball and make good decisions. Kevin Knox motor, I think rightfully so, maybe could have been questioned early. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But I saw late a real improvement in that as well. I'm a big Kevin Knox guy. I also think this, now I don't know how, you know, the fit would be with the Sixers. I don't know how, you know, they would use him initially given all the young talent there, but I do know this. I would say Kevin Knox by the end of the year would find his way into a regular rotation and people be very, very happy they drafted Kevin Knox. I think the kid's terrific. And the other thing I like about him, he's one of the rare players, maybe the only player in the top 10 in this draft that has just shut his damn mouth and not said stupid stuff and just gone to work. I'm a believer in the NBA of shut up and go to work. He has shut up, gone to work, and I think he's going to be a really good player.
Harry's out on him then because he likes guys that talk and give us content, Dan.
Oh, that's not true.
No, I'm with you.
Hey, Dan does sports radio every day, too. He knows.
Yeah. Hey, Dan, let me ask you this.
Where there's no pro team right now. Hey, it's either should Bobby Knight come back to IU or should Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame? That's all I got.
Oh, man. A lot of Mount Rushmore conversations.
Yeah.
Hey, Dan, let's look back first last year's draft because they end up taking Markelle Fultz with the number one pick. So when you assess what you're going to take this year, you have to consider what Fultz is or can be. Now, obviously a very disappointing rookie season for Markelle Fultz. Didn't play a lot. Looked disinterested on the bench during those playoffs. But when you consider that, what was your assessment of him coming into the league and what do you think he can translate into as soon as this coming season for the Sixers?
You know, I hate to say this, but I was never a Markelle Fultz fan. I was on Mike and Mike last year, and I said, and I told Brad Stevens this privately. I said, I can't believe you're going to be able to trade down and get Jason Tatum. I'm stunned by that. I'm not a Markelle Fultz fan. I'll tell you why. I think you've got to be able to shoot the basketball. And coaching 25 years, there's a difference between dudes that can shoot the basketball and dudes that are working on their shot to get it figured out. Now, if he's a guy that can figure out how to play by going to the rim, getting fouled, that kind of thing, then I'm cool with Markelle Fultz, but he's going to have to figure that out. If he wants to, again, you know, what kids eventually learn, Miles Turner just learned this, nobody cares about your feelings. Like, nobody cares. Fans and you don't care that a guy's on the bench sulking. I don't care that you're sad. Like, you know, back in the day, your high school coach might have cared and tried to correct it. Your AAU coach, maybe your mommy, maybe your daddy, maybe your brother, uncle, cousin, whoever. But in pros, hey, man, you either play or you don't play. You either play well or you don't. And if you want to sit there and sulk at the end of the bench, hey, that's on you. In fact, whoever's going to replace you in the NBA is glad that you're sulking on the bench, because guess what? He's going to get a chance. Markelle Fultz needs to learn that. Miles Turner, I think, has learned it here in Indy. Miles Turner went from a bad body to and being the guy out about town wearing capri pants and fake glasses and doing his hair, to all of a sudden now he's shredded and he's posting pictures of himself going and changing his body. That, to me, tells me that dude learned that nobody really gives a rat's ass whether or not you sulk or whine. And if Markelle Fultz learns that, then he'll be in good shape. If he doesn't, then he'll just be another guy out of the league.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. I watched that development, too, from afar, and I always knew that he was an interesting project coming out of Texas, but he's really developed into a good NBA player. We only can hope that Markelle Fultz at some point gets it here really quickly. Give me your take on Michael Porter, who seems to be kind of the wild card in this draft because he barely played at Missouri because of the back injury. He was regarded as the number one recruit coming into that season going to Missouri and might have been the number one pick in the draft had he been able to play 30-some-odd games for the Tigers. What is Michael Porter to you, and should we be worried going forward about said injury if the Sixers were maybe able to trade up to 4 and possibly grab him?
Well, yeah, I think that if you're going to draft him, you got to trust the front office, and you got to trust that they have all of the medicals and that they trust what doctors are telling him. Here's my take on it, just from an experience standpoint, not having a medical standpoint. Backs and big guys, feet and big guys are tough things, man. And I'd be very careful. But the dude is uber talented. He can shoot the basketball. He can run. He can jump. He can handle. He's a very good basketball player. My other concern, I don't know, did you guys see this? A man said that he compares himself to, like, goes to the rim better than KD. And then Tracy McGrady. And then he said, you know, I'm just happy to be in that conversation. Well, the dude, the only person having that conversation is him. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm a broadcaster. I really think I'm in the L. Michaels, Mike Tirico. Yeah, I really do. I'm really glad to be in that conversation. Well, the only person that's having that conversation is me, about me. So I got to figure out, is this dude half entitled? Is he crazy? I'll say this. He reminds me a little in personality, and he kind of looks like him, actually. He reminds me of Chris Humphreys. Remember Chris Humphreys that played in the NBA?
He was here for a cup of coffee.
That's right. Chris Humphreys is like, the more I watch Michael Porter talk, the more I think Chris Humphreys. And Chris Humphreys, truthfully, true story, is the only guy. My stepdaughter and my daughter watch the Kardashians. He's the only person I saw on the Kardashian show that made me like the Kardashians more than I liked him. But I would want to know, like, what's in this kid's brain? Does he think he's already made it, or is he willing to go be a killer and go to work?
Right. Well, Humphreys' marriage to Kim lasted more than his Sixers career. I think it was 72 days he was with Kim. I think he was here for about 12.
Yeah, we talked to him at Media Day in the preseason, and he didn't last much longer. We're talking with Dan Dockich on the Comcast Business Hotline. Dan, the Sixers sitting at 10 right now. First of all, to move up in this draft into, say, the top 5, what is that going to? What does that look like? You have to give up to get there, and is that something a worthwhile venture to get into the top 5 when you consider the talent drop off in the top 5 to the number 10 pick?
Yeah, you know what? I don't know that this is the draft, and I'll argue a little bit with you on the talent drop off because I think somewhere between 5 and 10, you're going to see Wendell Carter, who I think is pretty good. I mean, I don't necessarily like his mom screaming at Krzyzewski in huddles, which is what she did. I don't necessarily dig that. I do think, I really believe, I told you earlier what I think of Kevin Knox, and I think Michael Porter is an interesting guy. I think Trae Young is an interesting guy. I think that, you know, people think Trae Young is either going to be boom or bust. The comparisons of Steph Curry, to me, are a little silly, only from this standpoint. I'm the one that did it. I said it first on ESPN back in Portland. Back in November, but you know, there's only one Steph Curry. I think you can get real value at the 10 spot. I do. Now, if you want to move up because you think you need, you know, Bagley or you think Jackson, I think Bagley is the most offensively ready guy that I've seen in a long time. Coming into the league as a big guy, a lot of offensively minded guards, but he can shoot it. I think that his game. And again, this sounds really stupid coming from a guy that you know, hasn't had nearly the coaching career that Krzyzewski had or has. But I think that he wasn't really showcased, and he still averaged 21 points. I think he's a guy that – so if you want to give up a lot, I think you'd have to give up a boatload to get into the Bagley mix. That might be worth it, but I'm not so sure that you can't get real value sitting there where you're sitting right now, particularly with a guy like Knox or maybe a guy like Carter, or if you think you need a guy like Young.
Last one from me, Dan. We a lot of us here would love to see the Sixers sitting there at 10 and Mikal Bridges be available from Villanova, 3-and-D guy, a little bit lean, maybe needs a little more work in the weight room, but there's a lot to like about his game, right?
Yeah, you know what? There is. And the one thing that I really like about it is he can shoot it.
Yeah.
I mean, look, the one of the things that you have to watch, and again, this is not, you know, I'm not an analytics guy, but I remember when Calbert Chaney, I was coaching him at Indiana, and he was a player of the year, and NBA guys asked me, you know, he's a great shooter, yes. Great mid-range shooter, yes. Great college three-point shooter, yes. Well, can he shoot the NBA three? No. And that's something that I want to make damn sure that I know of through Mikal Bridges. I don't think it's an issue, but I want to make sure, because ultimately at his size and his build, he is going to be asked to be a very consistent three-point shooter from deep. And I got to make damn sure that he is, because in my opinion, Mikal Bridges has every single thing that you want. Great dude, winning dude. What position you want me to play? Let me go do it. You want me to handle the ball? Great. You want me to shoot it? Great. You want me to go to the boards? Great. I mean, look, I love the kid. Love him. Think he is one of the great picks in this draft. I just got to be sure that the kid is going to be a knock-it-out three-point shooter from NBA range.
And that's a big factor. Dan, we appreciate the time today. Big night tonight. Thanks for doing this, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, congrats on a great year, man. The Phillies, the process, baby. Not so much congrats on Brian Colangelo, but congrats on the other stuff.
Well, yeah, that Super Bowl was pretty nice.
Oh, yeah. I forgot you guys got that done, too. Hell, yeah. Good to be Philly. Villanova.
Yeah, man.
Hell, Philly's rolling, man.
I know.
Jeez.
I know. We got to keep it going.
Jeez. Yeah, we're not used to this, Dan.
Oh, man.
We appreciate it. Thanks, man.
Thanks.
Dan Dockich.
Thank
on the
Comcast. At Dan Dockich on Twitter, @DAKICH.
Yeah, he's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, I like him.